Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I'm so excited to be back on air. It's been so long and I have missed you guys so much. A lot has been happening, so I'll just give you a quick little update. So we moved out of our tiny little apartment in the city into a family home that's probably a bit more suited to us, closer to my sister and my mom and also some of Dan's family too. And our little Bubba is not so little anymore. He's 10 months already, so close to walking, not sleeping at all. So we're at that parenting stage where you like walking around drunk. That's Dan and I most days. And Aaliyah, like I cannot believe she's going to be 5 next month. We're planning her birthday party and also mentally and emotionally preparing myself for the fact that my firstborn is about to be in full-time school next year. Like I cannot even deal. So that's a little bit about what's happening with us. This episode today is a recording from a live training I did in our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success. And it's about how to allow more abundance into your life now. Now, this is a question that always comes up for me from people where they want to attract more abundance and they're really frustrated as to why it's not happening. And so in this training, I'll talk about how we are actually pushing away the thing that we ask for subconsciously, completely unaware, and how we actually get into the energy of the thing that we want, and how to get into the energy of receiving, which is our feminine essence. So I hope you enjoy this episode today, guys. And for more free live training, please join our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success. I'll have the link in the show notes and I'll see you there. But I'm super excited about today's topic because, again, it's another one that I get so many questions around. Sometimes it's not necessarily phrased exactly like this, but it is around the topic of abundance. So today we're going to be talking about, hi, Lavanya, honey. We're going to be talking about how to allow more abundance into our lives now. Now, I was very deliberate about that title. I specifically didn't say attract. I said allow. Hi, Vestie, honey. Because the attraction bit is done. Now, when I speak to you, I'm going to be speaking on both a spiritual and religious level. So whatever resonates with you, hang on to that. Don't allow semantics to block the message and the wisdom from coming in, okay? If God resonates more with you, roll with that. If you prefer the word universe or goddess, spirit, source, then use that. But we're actually talking about the same energy. So when we decide that we want something in this life, when we decide that we want something, God always delivers. But are you willing to allow it to come in? So when it comes to the creative process, we have a desire. We make that desire known. We say it out. God responds. The universe delivers. But if we are not able to open up and allow that in, then it's going to feel like God doesn't have our back. It's going to feel like we're doing something wrong. It's going to feel like things are easier to manifest for other people than for ourselves. And we're going to get ourselves caught up in a really unhelpful cycle. So that's why I very deliberately call today's topic how to allow. The abundance is there, you guys. It's available to you. Whatever it is you said you wanted, whatever it is you wrote in your journal, whatever it is you prayed to God for, it is there. But are you ready to allow it in? So as you ladies are jumping on, please let me know what city you are in and maybe your intention or your biggest goal for today. You can just write that in the comments. And what city you're joining us from. Okay, so we're gonna break down this webinar in a couple sections. So number one is, how are we actually pushing away the very thing that we say we want? Because the thing is, ladies, we need to take, you know, complete ownership for everything that happens in our lives, even if it feels like we are not the cause. Someone else is the cause, or some other circumstance created this situation. Take your power back. I know it sounds like I'm almost like blaming you, but it's not. I say this with so much love. You take your power back when you take on ridiculous amounts of responsibility for everything in your life. So if we're going to take ridiculous levels of responsibility, then we can actually say, oh, so if I've asked for this thing and it hasn't actually come into my existence right now, I must be somehow pushing it away. And that's exactly what's happening. Because there is nothing in this world, and I will always say this probably on every single call, there is nothing in this world that I have, that anybody else that you think is doing well in life has, whether it's the money, the relationship, the family, whatever, they don't have anything that is not also available to you. You just made up some stories about why it's not available to you. So if it's available and we're going to take full responsibility, then we can recognize there must be something there. There must be something there that I'm doing to not allow this abundance in. And to be honest, that should be a relief for a lot of us, because it's like, oh, okay, so I am worthy and it is possible. It's just like, I just need to lower my resistance. And that's exactly what it is. We push the thing we say we want away because we are in a resistant emotion, i.e. energy, from what it is we actually want. So what do I mean by that? We are resistant because of our beliefs about whether it's actually possible for us. So a lot of us say, like, I'd love to have like a dream partner, and he would be like this and he would treat me like this. But if you don't feel that it's possible for you, and you've got some like unprocessed trauma or unprocessed beliefs, unresolved belief patterns that have you believing it's not really possible for you, you're not really worthy of it, then that is going to be your vibration. Then you are literally pushing that thing away. And if your worthiness is really low, then you will actually be attracting the relationship that isn't good for you. And you're gonna be like, why? I don't get it. I don't get it. I've said, I wrote it in my journal, I want this guy who treats me like this. But if you've got unprocessed crap from your past that it's subconscious that you're not even really aware of because you haven't done that deep work, then everything you do on the outside is going to be like treading water. It's like one gas on the brakes and one on the accelerator, right? The accelerator is the yes, I want it, and the brakes is the beliefs that are holding you back, that worthiness stuff. So until you do that work to resolve that stuff, you cannot get into vibrational alignment with the thing that you want. Now, some people, if you're more logical, because for me, when people used to say vibrational alignment, I'm like, that doesn't resonate with my like scientific background. Like, talk to me in a way that makes sense. Well, let me put it to you like this. If you don't think you're good enough subconsciously, really, really beneath a lot of layers of superficial confidence and the mask of empowerment, I'm going to pretend I'm strong when really I've got a lot of stuff that's unresolved. If I haven't done that deep healing work, then I can't attract that thing because I won't take that inspired action. That's where it comes to, because that's logical. People are like, but everything's about action, strategy, steps. But if you don't have the emotional, healed, energetic, foundational work first, you can't get into a position to attract the right strategy, to do the right action, to get the thing you want. So let's go to relationship again. If I don't feel worthy, will I have the confidence to go to, let's say, a speed dating thing? It's not really my jam, but I mean, maybe it is for some people, right? So that's why we work on the energy first. Because without that energy balance, that energy alignment, that external strategy part of to get the thing we want. Now, I said relationship, but it could be anything. In your business, I see this so much. I want to have this type of business. I want to do this. I want to become a coach. But if you don't truly believe that it's possible for you, if you don't truly believe at your core that you're worthy of it, then you're not going to take the right inspired action. Action without true inspiration and alignment is futile. It will be very frustrating. So I said that to explain to the ladies who don't necessarily like vibe with getting into the energy of. What I mean by that is, if that's not really your language, what I mean by that, when I say getting to the energy of, I'm talking about resolving the emotions that are keeping you stuck so that you can actually take the proper action to move forward towards the thing you want. So then let's go to the next part. How do we get into the energy of what we want? Well, we kind of covered it when I said that you need to do that healing work. So my whole dream is that one day we get to a point in our reality for everybody to realize that healing is like just a part of it. Like, no one goes through this life without having stuff they need to heal. Once we can make this less taboo, then we can stop perpetuating these cycles onto our children and projecting our wounds out into the world. You came here to return to your wholeness that you came into this world as. That's the healing journey. So how we get into vibration, to alignment of the thing that we want, we go back and we heal some of that stuff. And that's the work that we do with our ladies in the 12-week program, is we really help them to resolve some of that crap that is keeping them stuck, to unlearn those beliefs and to implant new ones. And we do this over 12 weeks because you've got, for some of us, it's 30 something, 40 something, 50 something years of programming. If you wanted to do it consciously, you would have made that change. If you just had the willpower and you just had the ability to do it on your own, to be like, you know what, I'm going to make this shift, I'm going to just get into alignment, you would have done it already. So sometimes we need that support. So I'm so glad you've joined this group. We will definitely give you that support here. And if you want to go deeper with that and get some really transformational shifts happening, then you can join our 12-week program. And so feel free to DM us about that. So let's say now we've done that healing stuff, right? And you've done that work, you've done that transformational work. Now on a daily, how do we cultivate the energy of? We have to cultivate that emotion. What would it feel like to have that thing? What would it feel like? And sometimes a lot of us who are so in our head, we don't even allow ourselves to feel it because we're like, yeah, but I've never felt it, so I don't really know what it would feel like. So use a smaller example in your life that you have now, right? Because this is another way that a lot of us are pushing away the abundance we say we want, whether it's the money, the relationship, the friendships, the contacts, whatever, because we're actually not acknowledging the little wins in our life right now. Like if it's the relationship, have you ever had a relationship where the guy made you feel good, like truly good in yourself? If it's the money that you want, like can you choose to feel abundant right now about the things that you have? We can choose to cultivate those feelings. And I know that sounds like, yeah, but I mean, like, it doesn't sound like a really strong, like, approach. Like, give me more tactics. But this is literally everything is energy. Everything is based on emotions. Our emotions carry us through life. And we really need to get good at dealing with the, like, hard emotions, the big emotions, the, like, ones that don't feel good inside of our body. We need to get good at, you know, moving through those as efficiently as we can, honoring that our inner child, and really knowing how to pull on those amazing feeling emotions when they're not, like, really readily available. And this is what I'm talking about, emotional mastery, you guys. The people that are successful in whatever area you want to think about, they're good at this. They're good at, like, there could be a bit of a shitstorm happening in their life, but they're choosing to focus on what's good. They may not have the exact thing that they want, but they're focusing on the stuff that is working well. I'll actually use relationship again because this is a big one. I know for a lot of ladies reach out around relationships. Okay. If you are in a relationship now, how you are being in that relationship literally is creating your next relationship. So let's say you're with a guy and he's actually not the guy you want to be with. The idea is not like, oh, I'm just going to just push this guy to the side, or even a guy who's courting you, push him to the side, because like I have a bigger vision in mind. My guy is going to be a king. He's going to be really rich. He's going to have a sexy body, like all this stuff, right? No, you honor the man in front of you. You treat him like a king first, even if you know that he's not the right one for you. Because in your treating him like a king and with grace, and if you're going to exit that relationship, that's fine, but exit with grace and love and gratitude for the man who came in front of you and wanted to be with you. Honor him. Because it's in that loving feminine essence of being able to receive the man that's in front of you, even if he's not the man for you, with love. That is how you attract what it is you want. I actually had this realization today as well with my car. Like I've been saying literally for a year, I want a new car, I want a new car. But then I realized the vibration I had around my current car, because it was meant to be a temporary car. So I don't feel like I really appreciated it. And when I was leaving the gym today, I was like, oh, hey, little Smokey. That's his name. I'm like, I'm grateful. Like, you get me from A to B. And I was like, and it's in my gratitude of that. It doesn't mean I want to have this car forever. I don't. I want to have the next, like, exciting new car that I want, right? But I'm going to honor and be grateful for the thing that is in front of me. And that's how we attract and allow more abundance into our lives, is by appreciating the thing that we have in front of us, even if it's not exactly what we want. And that's with friendships, that's with boyfriends, that's with money. Like, money is a big one. Like, one of the things I said to one of my clients before is, like, how intimate are you with your money? Like, do you check your bank account, like, every day? No. Well, treat your money like you're in a relationship with it. Like, honor it. Be grateful. Like, be grateful when you go buy something. And, yeah, it could be, like, $4. But it's the energy in which we do things. So that's what I'm talking about, is cultivating that emotion. When we can cultivate that emotion that we think having that thing is going to give us, that's how we attract the thing and truly allow in that thing. And that's what leads us to getting into the energy of receiving, right? A lot of the women we work with, powerful, successful women. And when I say successful, I also mean stay-at-home moms, because it's still all about getting shit done, right? Whether you have a business or working in a business or taking care of a household, it's still a lot about the doing. Like, you need to get things done. That is in the masculine. And I don't ever want to tell you that you shouldn't be in your masculine. There's a time and place for all of them. But it's feeling into what is the energy that you need to be in at the moment. So the masculine is very much, let me go get that goal. Let me go achieve and let me go win, right? And women can have that too, and we should, and there's times for that, like the hustle. But we want it to come from an aligned place. As women, we want to sit back and be able to receive. And I know that feels counterintuitive, but it's both. We don't want to be too much in the feminine where we're like, oh, I'll just sit back and meditate and it'll all just happen for me. We are living in a physical world. We need to express physically. But we need to be in that feminine to receive. But I also want to give another point on this as well. You need to be in the healed feminine. Healed feminine. Because there's a lot of women who are in their wounded feminine of feeling entitled. Like, you should give to me. I know, and I've worked with women who began like this. Not willing to give in the relationship because you should be doing for me. Like, I'm in my divine feminine receiving. It needs to come from a healed place. You need to be in your healed divine feminine of knowing that you're worthy of receiving, but also knowing that you can step into your divine masculine and go get that thing that you want. But if we've got unresolved stuff, guys, if we've got unresolved traumas, number one, if we haven't dealt with that first bit of the worthiness, you're going to do all the things and you might have glimpses of successes in that area, but then it will all come crashing down because you're not fully embodying the thing that you want. And you don't truly believe that you're worthy of it. And you don't truly believe that it's true for you. That knowingness comes from a returning to wholeness, i.e. healing. That knowingness, that being open to receive, comes from first a healed place. Just reading through some of the comments there. Do you love that? Cultivate the positive emotion in all situations. You want to see change. Exactly. How can we cultivate that positive emotion? So guys, the work around abundance, you'll be happy and maybe not happy to hear that it's less about what you need to do, so less about the strategy bit and more about the emotional bit. And I want to talk to that on a business perspective because I'll use myself as an example. For example, right? So we are in the process of scaling our business. So we brought new team members on. There's more people to share abundance with, but it's a whole lot more responsibility as well. So there's this thing that I want. It's over here. I want to embody that, but there's all these obstacles and areas for growth and areas for improvement to get to there. So of course there's mornings that I wake up where I'm like, oh my gosh, how are we going to do this? Are we doing this? Am I good enough to do this? And all those emotionals and the unhelpful thought processes and limiting beliefs that I've had since childhood still creep back up. And this is after me investing so much in my growth, so much in my formal education, an insane amount, and also in my personal development. Now, that's not to discourage you and be like, oh my God, she's done so much work and these fears still come up. Guys, if I hadn't done that work, I wouldn't have even had the courage to do what I'm doing now. Like, I wouldn't have had the courage to actually say, you know what? I want it to be more than just me. I want Dan to be in the team as well. I want, you know, my family. I want my team to also include more of my family. And like, I wouldn't have had the courage to even do that. And I wouldn't have had the belief in my worthiness, right? To even start. However, after all of that work that I've done, it's still a daily practice. So don't beat yourself up for waking up and like on the wrong side of the bed and feeling cranky and feeling like, am I good enough to do this? I'm not talented enough. Everybody has more experience. I'm not beautiful. I'm getting old. All of these things that are coming into your head when you wake up in the morning or you're having an off day, the most successful people in the world experience them too. This is where we're talking about emotional agility. It is, can I recognize that thought for what it is, a passing thought? I actually heard someone speak the other day on this topic and it was really powerful. Can you recognize that as those thoughts come into your head, those self-limiting thoughts about why you're not worthy of the abundance, why it's not possible for you, why she has it easier, why all of those things that are blocking you, can you just recognize that every emotion that comes by is just a cloud and you can witness that cloud going by because you are the sky. You are not that cloud of emotion that is passing through and you get to witness it. The most successful people in the world can take those emotions and not get swept up by them. This is emotional resilience. This is a skill. You are not like just crappy at this. Nobody's just born really good at this. Some people had really crappy starts to life, which actually gave us a head start. Like I literally feel like I had a head start because I had such a traumatic childhood that it was like, it was either I was going to get kind of resilient or I was going to die. Right? But then since then, I could have had like a very average life and probably not good life as well, except that I decided to build the skill. You are not the cloud that is going by. The emotion is the cloud. You are the sky. You are that eternal presence. And this is the work that we do with these women in our 12-week program. If you have done it before and you want to do it again, reach out to us. We will work something out for you because I have personally done one of the first coaching programs I did. I did it four times. I re-enrolled four times in the same coaching program. because each time I stepped into it, I was a different person. So I was able to extract something new. I regularly will read the same book over again because I will get a new realization, a new wisdom drop every time I decide to do something. Lavanya is saying, less about strategy and more about emotions. Thank you, Lav. It is less about strategy and more about emotion, guys. About just getting comfortable with our emotions. That's the work. That's the work. And I'm not saying there's no place for strategy. Absolutely there is. But in the world that we live in, we're way too focused on the strategy. And I see so many people, and it breaks my heart, like hire these like very high ticket coaching, business coaches that are going to help them crush their business. And they feel like failures afterwards because they didn't make any progress on their business. But they hadn't resolved all the other emotional, past trauma, mindset, emotional resilience, all the other foundational stuff first. And as business coaches, we really should be asking deeper questions of our clients to find out where they've, you know, failed in the past and where they have trigger points and where they have trauma so that we can fully support them with the strategy and the mindset and emotion. Because there's some people who will crush it and excel with the strategy and that's all they need, but most of the time, quite honestly, not. And it's not just in the entrepreneur world. I see this in corporate as well. There's a reason that most people never really make it to the top, right? They've also got their self-limiting beliefs about what they're worthy of. Imposter syndrome, all those fears that come up that are never addressed. That organizations aren't very proactive about supporting their people in. In my opinion, that's why the network marketing game is doing what it's doing, because they are developing their people as well. And I'm not in network marketing, so just to clarify, I'm just saying that as someone who's worked in corporate, I was like, oh, this is why people are jumping ship and going that way, because there is a part of us that needs to still be developed, and we need to heal some stuff. And I think some industries are definitely doing a better job than others. So in closing, guys, thank you so much for your time. And I just want to close with telling you this. You are worthy of it all now. God, the universe, is whispering to you and is trying to tell you and has been trying to tell you it's there. It's here for you, my love. It's here for you. But are you going to let it in? Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.